You're about to go for a joyride in a rather unlikely electric vehicle. Daryl McMahon lovingly calls his car the Green 14. I met Daryl at his driveway in Bell's Corners this morning.
This is really an electric car. This is a 1973 Porsche 914, and it has been completely restored from the ground up, fresh paint, and in the process we converted it from gasoline power to electric power. So this is not a hybrid, it's all electric. I think the giveaway on this vehicle is that there's no exhaust pipe.
Now, would you describe yourself as a car enthusiast?
Not really. I consider myself a transportation analyst, and I think electric vehicles are something that's important to us as a future mode of transportation. But somehow, unique vehicles, I think because of my interest in electric vehicles, seem to find their way to me.
Where does that interest come from?
In university, I was a business major, and I did one of my projects in third year on the oil industry. And the conclusion I came to in the 1970s was that oil was not sustainable. And basically, people like Hubbert and Colin Campbell were saying that, you know, come about 2005 to 2010, we were going to start having real problems on a world scale in terms of oil supply. This is actually my fourth electric car, and I've had two electric motorcycles, an electric boat, a couple of electric tractors, electric bicycles. So there's been a wide range of vehicles so that we could prove that they have a lot of niches where the electric vehicle fits well.
How much did you have to invest in this car in order to transform it into an electric vehicle?
This car is not a good example because we spent a lot of money on the restoration, but a typical conversion right now is costing about $8,000 in components, and then there's a lot of labor involved as well.
You said that this is not your typical example. How much did this cost to transform it?
I'm refusing to answer on the grounds that my wife might hear the answer.
More or less than $20,000?
It would be somewhere in that neighborhood.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. So I would take it more.
Possibly.
Can we pop the hood and take
Certainly.
A look at it?
Yeah.
So. Now, this does not look like a typical engine.
What you see here is batteries. We have 12 of them up here, and they take the place of where the original gas tank was and where the original spare tires sat. The technology is actually pretty straightforward. My favorite analogy is that of the cordless electric drill. This is essentially the same technology. You start from a wall plug, you have a charger, you have a battery, you have a drivetrain, and at the end of it, with a speed control, something turns. On the drill, it's the drill bit. On the car, it's the wheels.
Can we take a drive?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay. How do you charge the car up?
Just plug it into a regular wall socket.
How long would it take to charge it up?
Typically, I recharge the vehicle overnight.
Overnight?
This vehicle, actually, any opportunity I get to plug it in, I do, because the chargers are so intelligent, they look after the batteries.
How long would you be able to drive for?
This vehicle will do about 25 kilometers on a charge. It was designed to be fun, not to go far.
Okay, so 25 kilometers, and then you'd have to charge it for another 8 hours?
This one will recharge in about 5 hours. If I've got a really good circuit at my disposal and I can use my fast charger, about 2 hours.
Okay, let's take a ride. I've never been in a Porsche before, so this is actually quite exciting. It's quite low to the ground. Just putting my head under here. I feel tall all of a sudden. It's rather cozy. Just closing the door there. Should probably put on my seat belt. Put it around here. Okay, got the belt in.
We're on.
We're on. The car's on.
The car's on.
There's no sound.
That's right.
Do you miss it?
Not at all. I've been doing this for 30 years, so I'm kind of used to the idea that vehicles shouldn't be making noise. So most people who go for this kind of a ride, afterwards there's this kind of silly smile on their face. We call that the EV grin.
The EV grin. So we're motoring down the street here. How fast can you go?
I've had this car to 130 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
That's in fourth gear.
Now, you said you get 25 kilometers per charge. Does the speed at which you travel affect the battery's life?
It does. The faster you go, the more aerodynamic issues you have, so it takes more energy to go faster to cover the same distance.
And what happens when the batteries die?
Well, basically, the vehicle starts to slow down. You can feel the change in the batteries as they're coming near the end of the charge. And then it's time to go find a wall socket and plug it in.
Mm-hmm. And is this the kind of vehicle, obviously, we know about the harsh Canadian winters. And then last winter was particularly challenging in this area. Would you drive this vehicle during winter?
I don't drive this specific car in the winter because of the fact that it's a vintage Porsche. I want to keep it out of the salt. But my previous two electric vehicles, I definitely drove in the winter on a regular basis. The electric car actually quite likes the cold. The motor likes the cold. The electronics like the cold. The only thing that doesn't like the cold is the batteries. And that's specific to the lead acid technology. But what we do is we put insulated boxes in for the batteries. We keep them about room temperature year round, and they don't care.
I've never met a car that likes the cold. Can you explain why the vehicle likes the cold?
Electric components and wiring just generally run better if they're cold. The heat actually increases the resistance and reduces the efficiency. So that's why this particular vehicle likes the cold.
Why aren't they easier to find?
Well, clearly the automakers have not decided to put them at our disposal yet. I think they have a lot of reasons for that. One of them is that they have a lot of investment in the gasoline method, well, paradigm, I guess. The whole infrastructure's there. That's what they're based on. They build gasoline engines. They get a lot of money out of the service network because of all the things that go with gasoline engines, which is fixing your fuel ignition system, the fuel control computers, the radiator, the exhaust system, spark plugs, all the things that go with actually just making a gas vehicle go.
Now, we're heading on to the Queensway right now.
That's correct.
And so we're going to test the speed of this Porsche.
Darrell McMahon is a member of the Electric Vehicle Council of Ottawa. His Porsche 914, also known as the Green 14, will be one of the many electric vehicles on display outside of the Canada Science and Technology Museum tomorrow. The Electric Vehicle Expo runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, go to evco.ca. That's evco.ca. We'll cruise down the Queensway with Darrell McMahon after 4 o'clock.